obvious measurables that you can find from players this week, what do you look for?
Well, it's good to get them in the interviews and kind of get to know them personality-wise to see whether or not they're going to be a fit for what you're looking for. And certainly when we get to watch the one-on-ones here in a little while, we'll be able to evaluate them as football players, not just track testers.
How much do you put stock in the one-on-one versus the physical testing?
Well, you got to be able to do certain physical things, and then once you find those narrow little down, then you're able to watch the one-on-ones and see if they've got the ability to be a football player. So, I mean, that's kind of how we do it.
How challenging is it for you this week that some of the top prospects aren't here?
Well, it's always, again, the more information you can gather about somebody, the more that you know, and the more that you know, you can make educated decisions. So we've got to make sure that we get the video from the pro days and have people at the pro days to try to evaluate the difference between them and the kids that we have here.
As far as your draft strategy goes, you're number two. How much backup planning do you need to do in case Winnipeg's looking at the same guys?
Yeah, well, you know, the good thing about it is there's redundancy in both some of the top positions. There's a redundancy there where if they take one guy, we've got another guy. So, I mean, and there's not much drop-off between the two. So even if they take the higher-ranked guy on our board, then at that point we're going to have something to go after.
Chris, can you explain what you do with all this information when you get it tomorrow? We're watching out there. It's like a chaos. How do you get back to the office and sort of sift through everything you have?
What's the CFL does a good job of getting all the information to us, and they put it on sheets, and then we're able to disperse it to the coaches. And then the coaches have we've had our coaches call all the position coaches and strength coaches and head coaches of all the scouts or all the players that we have, so to try to gather as much information as we can on work habits and how many games they've missed because of injury and things of that nature.
Is there something that would automatically disqualify a player for you that you would learn this week?
Yeah, you know, I think character is one of the things. You know, I mean, we try to coach guys and try to, you know, lead them because you can tell they've not been led before. And you know, in our interviews, we've tried to offer some insights to some kids, and it's interesting, the ones that adhere to the things that we told them, and others don't. So I can assure you, the ones that don't probably won't be on our board.
What are some examples of questions, Chris? A few, could you tell us from your interviews?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we always want to try to find out about their family and their upbringing, where they're from, and, you know, what do they like? What do they, you know, in the morning, what do they think about as soon as they open their eyes, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, why do they love playing football? And, again, kids are very open and they're very honest, and it's interesting. The interviews are probably my favorite part.
You've watched film on all these guys. How does this compare with the film and like, is it a 50-50 balance from actual game action?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, again, I haven't been able to just, you know, witness them in one-on-ones right now, but there's some very good football players out there, and there's, again, the kids just keep improving every single year. From I remember my first year in 2002, I'd come from Alabama and around some really good football, and I was shocked at how I guess unprepared they were at that point, and quite honestly, what emphasis that we as a league put on the combine and the numbers that we got, and we've come so far as a league, and not only that, the presentation, the TV, the coverage, and the kids have really responded by coming prepared, and you know, you don't see a lot of guys getting single digits on the bench press and things of that nature that used to be the case.
What's your sense of this week? CFL week, sort of a new thing for the league, and of different events they haven't tried. What's been your sense of it?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a good thing. It's kind of a small Grey Cup week where a lot of media is here that sometimes maybe wouldn't be here necessarily, and allows the fans from that particular city to come out and to support football. And as you see, we've got a lot of green in the building, and I think it's something that they need to move forward.
Is it a benefit for you to have it in Regina for your football people, or would you just sort of attack it the same way?
You know what? I mean, it kept us from having to, you know, fly a bunch of people, and, you know, certainly made it a little less expensive for our group. You know, if we had to go to Hamilton or we had to go to Winnipeg or wherever, I mean, it would certainly be something that I think is well worth it for the league, and that's what, you know, we need new fans, and I think the more we get out there as a group of people and continue to solicit our game, I think that's going to be a benefit to our league down the road.
How much of an impact does this have on your draft strategies? Have you started working on draft strategy?
Oh, yeah.
So how much will this impact going forward, what you get today and what their idea, because with the picks and everything moving forward?
Well, we've already got, you know, who we feel like are the top, you know, five guys at every position or top 10 guys at every position. And
who
so,
are they?
So, you know, what will happen is some of the guys will move up and down based off what you see today in the one-on-ones. Because you do have to be able to play in a team setting, but you also have to be able to win your one-on-one battles.
Have you heard from the players at all about what they think about this week, if they like being?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from what I can gather, all the kids really enjoyed, you know, coming out. And it's a bigger event than just a two-day deal. And, you know, so we've gotten very positive reviews.
How far do you think somebody can jump in this thing, like from third round to first round or from off the board to second round?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think they can probably move up a round or two, you know, depending on, especially if they run well and then they show good in the one-on-ones. If they do both those things, then they're gonna move up the boards. And, you know, if they're a diminutive guy but they run really well and then they perform well in the one-on-ones, all of a sudden they jump, right? So, I mean, that's kind of just the nature of the beast.
How much did you learn?
How much of a difference the numbers make, like in the 40 pin guys? Like, would you take a lot of stock in that number?
Well, you know what? I mean, I've been doing these workouts so long that, you know, I don't put a ton of stock in the 40-yard dash. You got to be able to run a little bit, but the vertical and the broad are the things that I kind of are my earmarks to see whether or not they've got, you know, football player ability. So, you know, other teams, I mean, they look strictly at the speed. So, everybody's different.
Chris is going through last year's combine and the draft and whatnot that you could use going forward with this year.
Excuse me.
Last year was your first year as a GM and guy in charge of all the combine and scouting in the draft. What did you learn last year that you can use going forward this year?
You know what? I've been so involved even in Toronto and Edmonton that, I mean, it's kind of an old hat, you know. I mean, been doing it a long time and gathering info and that type thing and getting it back to the powers and then making the decision. So, again, I lean on our personnel people a lot to find out a lot of things and get a lot of things done for us. But it's a cumulative effort regardless.
How's Vince's workouts going?
You know what? I'd really rather just keep this, you know, the combine. You know, I don't want to take away from combine week. I mean, it's kind of like Grey Cup week. You know, this is the stage for these kids that are here. And, you know, certainly at another time I'll answer any questions on
you kind of have an unorthodox approach in some sense in that you look at a guy and maybe, hey, he's listed here as a wide receiver, but maybe we can use him as a DB. Do you see anybody out here maybe that's your, you know?
I see about two or three guys that'll probably switch sides of the ball or switch positions at least, you know, on either the offensive or defensive side. So I do see some projects that are good to work with.
Excellent.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you all much. Good to see y'all.